Dan Wood joins us, analyst for the Ducks. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Getzlaff and Perry, I think, are they the only two guys from that team left in 06?
Francois Beauchemin.
Beauchemin and Iginla, the fight. Oh,
yes,
that's
sir.
Right. Oh, that was quite the turning point in that series, if my recollection is correct. I don't think the Flames have anybody then left from that team.
The Flames don't have anybody that goes back 3 or 4 years, let alone that long.
That's very true. The Ducks looked fantastic in the first round against the Winnipeg Jets. I'm assuming they're well-rested and ready to go. What's the main difference you see between the Calgary team and the Winnipeg Jets team they just faced?
Well, the Flames aren't as big as the Jets, but they're faster. I think that's the obvious difference. Winnipeg's game plan was just to hit, and the Jets did, and the Ducks hit right back, and ultimately the Ducks were able to outlast the Jets in every game. Calgary presents a different challenge. Not that the Flames can't lay you out, because they can, but obviously they boast an awful lot of speed, probably more skill up front. The decors, I think, are somewhat similar. Winnipeg has a very mobile defense, as do the Flames, but the obvious difference is just the Flames are smaller, but faster.
Yeah, Dan, you know the cliche out of boxing, too, is that styles make fights. And as much as I like Calgary and admire what Treliving and the whole team has done down there this year, they're just not a good matchup for the Ducks. The Ducks have size, they have skill, and their size is skilled. I don't see an advantage in any one area for Calgary.
I'm not sure I do either, Robin, off the top. I think the Ducks match up pretty well with the Flames pretty much anywhere you look. However, no one expected the Ducks to beat the Flames in 2006 either. Calgary was the division winner that year. And I think we've all been around long enough that we've seen it many times. Funny things can happen in playoff series. If I'm the Flames, my game plan would be get ahead of these guys, put a little pressure on them, see how they handle it. Because let's be honest, the Flames have already exceeded expectations. In order to make this a successful season in Anaheim, the Ducks have to win this round, minimum, get to the conference final. So if I'm the Flames, I want to put some pressure on these guys and see if maybe they crack.
Yeah, there definitely might be that factor, and I know a lot of people talked about that in the first round, and it's funny, and I've had so many former players and current ones talk about how there's seemingly more pressure in the first round, right, because that's when more upsets happen. Now, there are a lot of guys in this Duck team that have had some playoff success either there or in different places where, I don't know, Dan, if maybe they are more relaxed, or do you think they still sense that pressure as much as, their head coach does?
Honestly, I think the Ducks players are pretty relaxed. I get the sense from being around them the past couple of days especially that they have the right mindset going in here. And my point is, if I'm the Flames, win a game in Anaheim, maybe win the opening game, and then see what happens, because you have to apply that pressure. I don't think it automatically exists starting the series.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great game plan for the Flames, but there's just two things wrong with it. The Flames don't play ahead, and they don't win in Anaheim.
Well, the Ducks don't play ahead either, so, I wonder if both teams are going to try to trail going into the third period. I mean, they've both been extremely successful doing that, and you're right, Robin, about the Flames not winning in Anaheim. I mean, it's mind-boggling to think that they haven't won a regular season game in Anaheim since 2004. They did win one of the three playoff games in 2006, but that just defies any logic whatsoever. But in saying that, very few of the Flames have been around long enough that they even realize that. I was asking some of the Flames media members today, who's the longest tenured guy on this team? Well, it's Mark Giordano, but he's not going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you look around and you say, well, none of these guys have lost more than a handful of games in Anaheim in a row. So I don't think that gorilla on their shoulders is nearly as big for the players as maybe it is for the fans and perhaps the media in Calgary.
You talked about the speed of the Flames and, you know, Anaheim, a lot of people were, oh, can they handle the Jets? Well, they handle them physically. It seems definitely a no problem. What matchup then, if you look at Calgary's speed, home ice for the first two games for the Ducks, is there a specific defense or line forward combination matchup you think Boudreau will want against the Flames, you know, Hudler line, let's say, for instance?
Well, historically, as far as the D goes, the Ducks have been pretty content to let any of their D pairs go up against any of the opposing team's lines. Even on the penalty kill, the Ducks don't use four defensemen like most teams do. They use all six. And, you know, having said that, Francois Beauchemin and Hampus Lindholm are their best defensive pair of defensemen. So certainly I wouldn't be surprised to see them out against Calgary's top line more often than not. But the Ducks are pretty comfortable with any of their D pairs there. Up front, obviously Ryan Kesler was brought in to play the role of the shutdown center. So I think if the Ducks get the match they want, you would see the Kesler line against, you know, the Monahan, Goodrow, Hudler line.
Yeah, that's the thing for me, Dan. You know, unless Hartley's going to cut off his nose to spite his face and not play those guys as much as he wants to, he's matching them up against bigger, stronger, more experienced players. And Kessler's just the cherry on the sundae for Anaheim. Monahan's been a terrific kid. Goudreau is a great story up here. But they're smaller, young players. And again, I don't see a favorable matchup there.
Well, I don't either. I mean, I think everything you look at would lead you to believe the Ducks will win this series, and I believe the Ducks will win this series. But, you know, I'm smart enough to know that there's never any guarantees here. And, you know, Robin, you mentioned Ryan Kesler. He was just tremendous in the first round of the playoffs, and that's why the Ducks got him. What he did during the regular season was really irrelevant. I mean, that trade will be judged on what happens in the playoffs. And Ryan Kesler played his best hockey in the biggest games during the regular season, specifically against the Los Angeles Kings. He was tremendous in round one against Winnipeg. He brings that grit, that sandpaper, and that drive that maybe the Ducks have lacked a little bit the past few years. And, you know, I can't say enough about the positive impact Ryan Kesler has had on this team.
Well, he's added exactly what they need at that, you know, second line center position, and he's a guy who brings, you know, Perry's got an edge, but he brings that real high competitive edge, and he almost flourishes when the games get cheaper and dirtier.
Yeah, it was fun to watch him in Winnipeg because the crowd was all over him, and you know, Ryan Kesler said he loves that stuff. He plays better when he's playing the villain's role, and he scored some big goals in Winnipeg. He kind of played to the crowd afterward, and you could see talking to him after the games, you know, he lives for this stuff. So I think when the stakes get higher, certain players step up. He's not the only one, but he's definitely one of those guys that does that.
Well, Dan, I tell you what, I think it might be the shortest series of this round, but I think it could be as entertaining as anything you're going to see because, again, styles make fights, and I don't think the Flames are successful in this one, but I like the speed and the youth trying on the bigger, stronger guys.
Oh, I think it'll be a competitive series for sure, and, you know, I think it's really important for the Ducks, as it was against Winnipeg, to protect that home ice advantage. I mean, you don't want to go into Calgary even in the series or certainly down two games. I think it's really important for the Ducks to win their home games, and if they do that, if they win the first two games, I think they will win the series. But if Calgary can steal one, you know, all bets are off.
Dan, enjoy it. Should be a great series. Appreciate your time, as always.
Anytime, guys. Have a great show.